it along. Writing a song when something special comes along. It's a long-winded directionless discussion for conversationalists.
You bring the wit.
You bring the brains and we'll talk it over between takes.
Welcome back to Between Takes with Opal Entertainment. I'm Aiden Driscoll.
And I'm Olivia O'Neill.
And today we're kicking it off strong with a discussion all about banjolalis.
We're also going to let you know a little bit about what we've been up to for the last couple of months.
We're then going to discuss the future plans of the podcast.
And to wrap it all up, we're going to share with you an a cappella rendition of Ain't No Man by the Avett Brothers.
So sit back and enjoy this week's episode of
Between Takes.
You seem so nervous.
I know.
Is it because of the cameras? Is that why it's so
no,
different?
No, it's like, we're doing this again.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while. We said we were going to take January off, and we did. We also took February, March, and April off. But
but for good reason. We got some exciting projects we're working
on. We did,
on.
Yep.
Well, basically one exciting project. But should we start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back. How did you want to start? We're rusty. We've been gone for 4 months.
Okay, go for it.
Welcome back to Between Takes. We're trying with some video right now.
We've noticed a lot of people that have podcasts do these little video snippets.
Or also have an entirely like YouTube channel dedicated to just the video version. Yeah.
So we kind of want to try doing that.
We're doing our best.
So we have a nice little plant. Aiden has a lamp.
I have a lamp. That seemed fitting.
Some cool
for what I got.
Banjolalis.
You can't see most of the banjolalis because they're in between the shots.
Why do we have so many banjolalis, Aiden?
Because Margaret Slater, my very dear friend, one of her neighbors, I think, was moving. And she, her neighbor, got these, a bunch of them. Most of like this one. I think this is from your mom. I think your mom gave me that
My great-grandmother.
But yeah, these three right here that you probably can't see. And you folks listening to the audio definitely can't see.
What's the difference between a banjolele and a ukulele?
These aren't actually banjolales. These are ukuleles.
Shaped like banjos.
Yeah, a couple of them are kind of shaped like banjos. Yeah, a banjolele is just, it's built like a banjo, but it's tuned like a ukulele. So you're playing a ukulele, but it sounds like a banjo, basically.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. We're doing good so far. Really getting in our heads about it all. I feel like I have to sit up way straighter.
I know, the posture.
And my feet are sweating for some reason.
Pretend they're not there.
But we can't, because normally we're sitting over there, and I can just be whatever.
Be whatever.
I
so,
am.
Aiden, we've been gone for 4 months.
Yes, I have way more, well, not more, different, I guess. I'll be referencing a lot of different people than I have been. I'm not going to exclusively be referencing Janice Ian and Madeline L'Engle and
you feel
To
like
Kill a Mockingbird.
You've grown with your people that you're inspired by? You feel like you've kind of grown?
Yes, I will be referencing a lot of Matt Farad and Christopher West and Sister Miriam James, probably referencing a lot of those people. Yeah.
I feel like I will have some new things, too.
You've gotten really into First Aid Kit since we've been gone.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cool. I think they're sisters, right?
They are sisters, yes.
Two girls.
They're
and
Swedish.
They harmonies are just amazing. They're able to have this, like, meld of, like, folk pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then also kind of, like, old country sound to me.
I kind of hear that, yeah.
Maybe some of the way they enunciate like words is like, that sounds kind of country, but they're able to keep it fun and light.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And some of their lyrics, really cool, really powerful. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to, I've been listening to Emmy Lou.
That's a good one. Yep.
Silver Lining.
That's a good one.
Have
you heard Heavy Storm?
She does. I don't think so.
You should listen to that one. That one's really good. That's got some awesome
They do
harmonies.
One with Pink.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Called something about kids.
Sure.
I don't remember.
First Aid Kids.
No.
Pink Kids.
No.
Pink Aid Kits.
No. So, anyway, I do really like them. Did you hear me the other night just like playing this so loud?
No.
Oh, I just told you about it.
Oh, I don't remember you talking.
Why did you say that you know about First Aid Kit?
Because I know that you've been obsessively talking about them and singing them for the past 4 months.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for a while.
They have. They've been around for a hot minute. I remember. This probably would have been like 2014 or 15. I was hanging out at the Novengers. There was some party there, and Colm came to pick me up, and he was listening to First Aid Kit, and he was just getting super into them. That was back. I think when they were like, I mean, they'd already been around for a little bit, but he was getting into like the early stuff, which is mostly like they did a Fleetwood, not a Fleetwood, Fleet Foxes cover on YouTube back when they were still like in high school, I think. And that like blew up and stuff.
It's cool. Some of the things that I've been listening to, I guess I don't remember the exact years, but they have a young sound, even though they might be like in their 30s. They have like a young like sound to them.
Yep. So. Yeah, they're cool.
Do we want to talk a little bit about what we're thinking for season 4?
Sure.
Brainstorm as we're...
Yeah. Which, yeah, that's basically we're going to brainstorm in front of you and hope that you guys say, that's a good idea, do that.
Yeah. So we'll kind of be posting, we will be posting bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
So twice a month, we'll be getting an episode out. We'll be having guests again, talking about kind of where we're at. We're doing a lot, there's a lot of busy things happening for Opal this year. Mm-hmm. With releases, with touring, and I think that from that will come a lot of good stories and full stories. These last couple months have really been in the studio, which is like we could have talked about, and we can still reference some of those things, but
it would kind of maybe be a little boring. It would have been the same thing every week for like 4 months.
Where these next couple months are going to be full.
Yeah, so, and a lot of firsts for us. So that's going to be the other thing.
It'll be fun to kind of document.
Like, yeah, here's a brand new thing that we've never experienced before. And
yeah, so that'll be some things we're talking about. I mean, I think since we've last recorded, we've had like favorite albums, favorite movies, things like that. And like kind of like what Aiden was saying, we kind of, I think, obviously, because we've grown and like learned about new people, have new inspiration and have new people. Right. So maybe we won't have like full episodes of like our now top 10 favorite albums, but we'll definitely be sharing more.
Because that could be, I mean, the show could also just be a continually changing cycle of our top 10 favorite albums.
Yeah, which forever. To me, I don't know if I would listen to that. Right, like, that's a little boring. So
so maybe once every year or two, we'll do like an updated 10-minute segment or something like that on any of that.
But you can look for, I mean, I think it'd be fun if we like bring kind of, what's the word? Niche, like kind of small musicians and like share them because then people can like know about them.
Yeah.
That could be cool. Yeah.
And I think we also just, we were talking about how we kind of haven't, we've done a decent enough job at marketing in terms of just putting it out there, but we haven't really spent a lot of time saying like, because it's pretty much all organic growth at this point, a lot of that organic growth is just completely word of mouth, which is just like you people telling other people about it and stuff like that. And we haven't really encouraged that. So that's another thing, that's part of why we're doing the video version of this so that we can like, post it to more, if it's just audio, you can only do so much with that. But if there's a video aspect, that's what I was looking for, then we can post that to multiple channels and all that. And it's more shareable and all that. So.
And we also just want to feel more connected. Like, I know that if we see like videos that we like of people, you feel like you're actually more connected. So that's our hope as well.
And you can send a link to someone, be like, listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. And mostly between you and I send you links and you typically don't listen to them. Whereas if it's just, here's a 30-second clip of something that's already on the app that you're in already, just watch it. It's 30 seconds. Great. Yeah. And then you can choose to continue watching or whatever. All that to say, share this more often. Darn it. No.
We also, just a reminder, on our website have a contact page that you can write a message. So that's a great place if you could look up opalentertainmentmusic.com. Opalentertainmentmusic.com has a contact page. Mm-hmm. You can send in anything you want us to talk about. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know if you think of those things, but if you do think, even if it's random or music related or not.
Or just some, you could also, or just social media message if you wanted, or if it's just some random question that maybe isn't an entire episode, but we can,
Or think of something to stump Aiden because he also often has like a premeditated like answers for everything because he's a little thinker.
I'm a little thinker. I mostly think.
So if you want, maybe that should be a little game. Like
try and stump Aiden.
And don't look at the questions before, and then I'll like.
You just add, you just.
And if you can't answer something within the first like 10 seconds, then.
So what like answer meaning like.
Have a thought about it.
But like I can have a thought about anything.
I know you're pretty good at like.
Well, I mean, I think one can. So is this like, I have to answer it in a way where I feel confident that yes, this is the definitive answer I'm sticking to.
I don't know.
I just want to establish the rules now.
I guess maybe we'll think about it a little more.
But I think we should just do that right now because everyone's already here. So let's do that. So I have to, you ask a question within the first 10 seconds, I have to provide an answer that I will feel confident sticking to for like the next however long or whatever. Yeah. And there can be further elaborations on it. I've had a lot of thoughts on the evolution of what is beauty, that whole question. I've found a lot of different resources that have kind of involved that, and so I'm sure we'll be touching on that as we go forward as well. But yeah. Do you feel like, are we all just on the surface? Should we actually get into something?
Yeah, let's do it.
Such as?
I was just thinking.
Let's talk about where we've been.
Okay.
So we talked about you're in a first aid kit. Where have you been, Liv? What's new with you over the past few months? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eden, what's new with you over the last couple months?
We have been recording an album. We have not like made any super official announcements. Not to say super official, but super official announcements. In regards to the album, we've released a couple singles that will be on the album. But yeah, that's mainly what we've been working on. I'm feeling really happy about the direction it's going. Mm-hmm. We will probably right around when this episode comes out, or shortly after, you all will be hearing more definitively what the actual project is, what the announcements are, and all that jazz. That's been super exciting. Been able to... I've met a lot of people over the past few months. Just a bunch of random, just crossing paths with random people at different events. Led to some really awesome conversations. Like I said earlier, I'm not just going to be citing Madeline Langle and Janice Ian anymore. I've been introduced to a lot of other authors and speakers and podcasters and whatnot. So that's been really cool to just get into other things. That's been the main thing. Yeah. Liv?
A lot of my focus with Opal recently has just been like setting up a tour for the summer. We're planning to like play like around Nashville in the summer. So like Chattanooga, Knoxville, and some places in Georgia. So we don't have a ton of things yet, but it's been really interesting like learning how to reach out to people. And it's funny because in one sense, I think of like, obviously we've been here for a couple of years. Like we're grown up now, kind of. I mean, I don't know. Really we're not adults. That young.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think of myself as like, I can't do that. Like, I can't actually like book 17. Something.
They don't care
or
about
or even
me.
Like four, I don't know. There's like a weird thing, but then people talk to you and it's like you're a business partner now with them because you're playing at their restaurant or at their event.
Right.
And it's a kind of a cool, it's like very, I know after every time I like book something and it works out or whatever, it's always, it's very empowering. It's very like,
that's good.
Nice, we're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so like simple in a way. It's like not that big, but it feels like a big step for us just because we've never done something like
and
that.
And I haven't been as involved with the actual ins and outs of all that, but I feel like kind of the worst case scenario is if we don't get something booked, it's kind of just we don't hear back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like worst case scenario.
Or they just say we're not booking bands right now or whatever.
We're kind of just back where we were a minute ago. So it's not like people are screaming at your face and you got to look past that to hear see the good stuff.
I feel like also this year we have, since like before Christmas, have kind of planned out what we want this next year to be, which we have never done as Opal. Like, we knew that the first couple months we're going to be recording, and then we knew that now I'm, you know, booking gigs for the summer. That's, like, literally 7 months away or whatever, like, at the beginning of January.
Sure, yeah.
Or, you know, we know, like, okay, we're touring there, and then we're touring here. Right. That's a very first thing for us to book, plan Opal stuff that far ahead.
Right.
And actually, in a weird way, it's making the year go by fast.
Really? Interesting.
Like, I can't believe we're already in April. We have 2 singles out, 2 music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're hitting our goals that we set up.
Yeah.
And that, it feels really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think if it's just ready, then you think, well, we want to make sure, from, like, a marketing perspective, the more time you have to hype it up, but the potentially more engagement you can get. There's a lot of things you can do to, like, help the algorithm and whatnot. So when we have something ready right now, you think, like, well, we need to wait for, like, 2 months to put it out. So, but then we think, well, should we announce it right now? Should we wait a couple of days? And it can feel like you're kind of just sitting on it for a while. And you can also sometimes set deadlines that are, like, a week away, and you're really rushing to get there, and you're not super satisfied with it necessarily. Mm. Whereas this has been more of a, we're setting this deadline, and it's 4.5 months out, and can we actually make it? And then we see, well, when we're a month out, yes, we are making this, and now we're announcing it, whatever.
Since we'll be playing at different cities, my aunt, actually, I was talking to her about this, and she works in marketing and different things, and follows these people called the Buttery Bros, and they're a fitness thing. They go to different gyms, like CrossFit type thing, all around the country, but every city they go to, they test out, like, the pancakes at a restaurant there. So then that's, like, they're fitness people, but they're called the Buttery Bros because they test out pancakes.
Which include butter.
And she was saying, like, it might be interesting if, like, we're playing at restaurants and things to be, like, before the show, try their appetizer and, like, promote them that way. Because at the different restaurants that we'll be playing, if we're playing in Georgia, we have no fan base there.
Yeah.
If that's the word. I don't know.
Yeah, that is the word.
So if we can kind of show restaurants like, oh, they, even though they don't have people following them, they promoting their restaurant.
Sure, yeah.
You know, obviously that would be like when we get more people actually following us.
Right.
But if they might be like, oh, they do advertisement for the food that we serve. We want them to come here. So they're almost like wanting that more than the music. But hopefully that's sure. It's just to like, there are so many people gigging. So like, how can you stand out? And I thought that was an interesting way.
Yeah.
Or like just, you know, sites in the cities or like interesting, like what if we find like a record store at every city or something?
Sure, yeah.
Just like random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Could be cool.
It could be cool. I'm excited for this next, I'm excited. I want a more, the podcast I realized since it's been gone for a while, like that was a really nice, consistent period of time where I feel like I was able to just mentally reset. Because it was like once a week. Occasionally we would do one, you know, do two or three in a weekend or something like that. Mm-hmm. but it was like, we're just setting aside a time to talk. And it didn't have like a super strict agenda or anything like that. So it wasn't, and I don't know, I just think that was, it was a reset in my mind of, the podcast has been recorded. The podcast has been edited. We've done that. We've already reached that goal. You know, on Tuesday, we've reached that goal that we're putting this out on Saturday, and we still have 4 days left in the week that we're working on other things. So I'm really excited to just do the podcast again because I missed it a lot for sure. And a few people, every time I talk to them, have pretty consistently brought it up and asked, hey, no pressure, but when's the podcast coming back? So that's super good. Encouraging. It's like, I feel pressure in one sense because it's like, we're trying to figure it out. Don't yell at me. But it's also like, they like it. And it's cool that we're putting something out as easy as just talking ourselves, talking to each other, talking to another friend or something like that. Something as simple as that, putting that out and people enjoy that and people like to listen to it. So that's really like encouraging and humbling and all that to create stuff like that. And it also just leads to really good conversations. Liv?
One other thing that I thought would be fun to talk about is the cover art for The Sullen Man.
Sure.
So I'm trying to think of what our initial idea was for that. For our first single, Someone to Talk To, we used a picture, an actual picture from our music video, and that fit really well. But then I was just thinking, oh, I would really love to create the art for this Sullen Man. I don't know what came upon me that made me want to do that. I don't know.
You're really self-motivated and
Was like, this would be so fun. So there was lots of different ideas. I think the first was using like, I guess we can talk about what the Sullen Man means in a short brief. Aiden, you wrote most of it.
Yeah.
Obviously we like changed little things here and there as over the years, but you came up with the basic structure and lyrics and things. So. Yeah. What led you to write that? Why is it important to you? Because I think if you explain that, then we can tie it into like why the cover art is the way it is.
Right. So I had the idea before we were a band, before Opal had been established. So this is 5 years ago or something like that. I had this idea. And it's basically, I had some friends who were like my age, were in a lot of ways in a very similar situation as I in life and all that. And they were having a much harder time emotionally with things. And I thought I was trying to sympathize with them. I was trying to understand what they were going through. And it was really hard for me at times to sympathize because I just didn't understand it. I just couldn't relate. And I thought, you know, it's like, oh, are they just weak and I'm just stronger? Or it's just, oh, do I just not have as big? Are their problems just bigger than mine? And I don't have to worry about those other things. So I had this idea of the Sullen Man, who is this character who's kind of a personification of whatever stress, anxiety, depression that can just cause you to break down, to seclude yourself, to kind of give up to an extent.
And this was all before like COVID, which was like where we heard a lot about that happening, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I was like 16, 17. I was probably a little older, maybe 18, 17 or 18, let's just say that. When I had this idea of the character first, just the personification of all that coming and just like sitting by your bedside and like whispering in your ear and convincing you like, yeah, it's not worth it. Don't even try. There are real reasons to feel down, right? There are real things out in the world that real tragedy,
but
there are also
enough,
there are things that we view as tragedy that are ultimately, I think, lies about the strength that we have. And I think that's what the personification of the Sullen Man was telling you lies about yourself and presenting them as tragedies. Mm-hmm. And if you actually go through and undistort the lie, you'll see this is a true thing that actually enhances who I am. And yeah, sorry, what were you gonna say?
Well, based off of what I've heard, and I've heard like Jordan Peterson talk about this,
sure, yeah,
is depression isn't actually based off of something bad that's happened. Depression is when you feel down, mm-hmm, because even though you have a job, you have a house, sure, you have family, yeah, like it's actually not depression when you actually have something tragic happen. Mm-hmm. Like that's just grief or whatever,
sure,
it is.
Sure.
But depression is like when you have people feel even worse when, sure, everything in life is perfect, but
right,
they are still feeling, right, this way. So anyway, so I think that makes it extra like real and raw because,
yeah,
it's like a psychological,
right,
thing.
Right. So I was kind of, I think a part of it was me trying to intellectually justify these things that I do, psychological things that I just don't understand. Right, that didn't understand at the time. I don't understand now. So I had that idea for a while, and I think I might've had a couple lines, just kind of fragments of lines here and there. I feel like I had the line, "A gentleman of gloom and doom disguised in dignity." Mm. I think I had that for a while. But I just couldn't. I tried a couple times like to put it into a song and it wasn't quite clicking. And it was, I don't know how personal to get, but it was your mother called one time when you were having a bad day and we were supposed to meet and you were having a bad day. And she just said like, she's doing fine, but you can't meet today or whatever. And then all of a sudden clicked my mind. Your mother called, said you were doing just fine. You had to work through a few things on your mind. And that clicked in my head. And then the next verse clicked in my head. And it just kind of within the next couple hours, I had pretty much the whole song, just about, I think. Hmm. And yeah, so it's basically just like me as an outsider, not experiencing that, trying to offer what little help I can, trying to offer encouragement. I didn't want it to be this like, buck up, kid, it's fine. But I also didn't want it to just be, let's wallow in our depression, yeah, right?
And to me, like, I feel like the song has that perfect amount of realizing where the people are at, mm-hmm, but also saying exactly what you just,
right,
said, get up and go, you know?
Yeah.
Why the Sullen Man? Like, that's such an interesting phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear, like, the word sullen used. Sullen using. Yeah. Why? What brought you to that word, that phrase?
Yeah. I don't remember. I think it was just like,
it's
I wanted a character to represent all that. And so the Sullen Man seemed like a cool, like, mythical kind of, I don't know, Loki-esque deity that comes in and sneaks into your brain or whatever.
Yeah, I think it works perfectly. I know at first I was like, what does that mean? Like, I don't really know if I like that because it's just a interesting wording.
Sure.
But I'm happy that we kept it.
Yeah.
So I guess, is that,
yeah, everything? So then from there, it was when we were talking about the artwork, it was like, so what, how do we visually represent that? And so I think the original idea that I pitched to you was, what if we created something where, like, the foreground, what's immediately in our view is something that's like, it's like the curtains are like half drawn and it's like dark and brambly, but then kind of there are like different layers that you go out and the further out you get, the more bright and hopeful it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you tried a version of that. And
yeah. I was doing this with watercolor.
Yeah.
Also, and really, I'm not the greatest artist. Like, Aiden was pitching like some,
they're pretty,
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Like,
some elaborate esque.
Yeah. And I was like, I can draw simple pictures.
Yeah.
So I tried a few things, and yeah, we like the road like leading out, because we understand that this isn't, we like the idea that this isn't like a never end, like a,
right, this is a
solution thing.
Yeah,
this is like
Sullen
a continuous
Man will
idea
continually return to you, and you,
and you have to constantly say, don't let Sullen Man get,
right,
you down, like,
right,
you know, it's, so
yeah,
we like that. So then I think I was getting a little frustrated just because it was like, I can't achieve what Aiden is kind of giving ideas, even though I like it. So then I was like, I'm going to just erase that idea for now, mm-hmm, and just, what does my mind think of when I think of this? And so the first thing that I was like, oh, what are symbols of friendship? So I just looked them up on
and
Google.
And why friendship? Why did you start there?
Because, well, theme-wise in our project, in our album, community and friendship is the biggest
thing.
It's
kind of the antidote to all that, right?
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like the Sullen Man is literally, is when you're alone. Like,
sure,
that is,
yeah,
when it hits you. It's, I don't know if that happened, like, maybe it can happen to you when you're around other people, but, like,
yeah,
it's the hardest to get up and get going because you're by yourself, mm-hmm. right? So I thought kind of countering that with these symbols of like what friendship is. And I thought I wasn't sure, like I didn't really, I just was like, maybe I'll just get some inspiration from
sure,
this.
Yeah.
And so what I looked up was like an apple tree, a yellow rose.
These were just results that you found for signs
for
of
symbols
friendship.
Of friendship. Yeah. And there's like more specific details about them, but mm-hmm. The turtle dove, I think, mm-hmm. and then a lighthouse. And to me, all those things were like, especially the yellow rose. I was like, that is so pretty. So mm-hmm. we had ideas for bringing that in. So if you've seen the cover, it's like on the upper left-hand corner is like a girl, and that's just pencil or pen.
Mm-hmm.
With like hair kind of blowing, because mm-hmm. Aiden had an original idea about like someone standing by yeah. a window with the hair blowing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was like, it to me, for some reason, that shows me loneliness. Like
yeah.
you see wind and you see it's not finished. It's black and white. It's mm-hmm. very like faded. It's kind of this person that's fading
sure.
away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's thin hair. It's very like mm-hmm. they're, and to me, that's what, you know, this, the result
yeah.
of the Sullen Man getting to you. Is mm-hmm. fading, and you can see people like that. I
yeah.
mean,
that's
an easy thing to see. So, wanted that in there, and then on the bottom corners is just this singular pictures of all those signs of friendship,
symbols.
And it's kind of like if you bring those into your life.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's nothing like crazy deep or anything, and it's right. kind of seems a little hodgepodgey because it is.
Because you drew a bunch of random pictures, and then
yeah.
we put them together. Yeah.
But I think it's kind of a cool idea that to you know, you take that girl and you meld her with friendship
right.
and people, and that will hopefully help you
mm-hmm.
get out of it. Because we wanted to show something that was showing the dark side of it. We don't want to just be like all
right.
bubbly, hopeful. I mean, literally the chorus is, or the bridge is.
I know it's all easier said than done.
And these peppy picker-upper songs are grossly overdone because
mm-hmm.
like you can hear those all the time and want to turn them off because
right.
like they don't understand.
Right. Yeah.
So.
And then sometimes you can hear, oh, these are the songs I do understand, and it's kind of just like, man, yeah, it sucks, right? And then they just, it's like,
and
what,
sometimes
you're
that's
just
okay,
leaving me with
yeah,
that? Yeah.
But we wanted to like take you on the journey.
We wanted it to be to acknowledge the reality, but also try and offer encouragement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the description.
And when you were talking to Park, who produced it, the model that I was seeing in my head, and it was a reference I knew he would get because he was involved in writing the song, which Why Even Try by Colony House, where you hear the title, Why Even Try, and it's a very pessimistic downcast. And it is. The first two choruses, it's why, you know, why do I even try to keep my head up high? Talking about just like how hard life is and the failures that you face. And so, you know, why even try? It doesn't even matter. But by the end, it turns it around. It's seeing the exact same words, but it's switches it to, these burdens are too heavy to carry alone, so why even try? And
yeah,
it's a super victorious flip at the end. The last chorus is just like one of the most beautiful pieces of music because it just turns from this like, wow, yeah, I get it. Again, I think it's that very, it's very reverent of pain and suffering and difficulties and tragedies.
I mean, for most of the song.
Right, yeah. It's honoring that, and it's very much noticing all of it, but then it's able to turn it around and realize like, yeah, but I can't do this by myself, so why even try? But also, I can't do this by myself, so why do I try? And it goes like, all right, so I'm going to...
It's the tone of like those words. Yeah, it's really brilliant.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say like, I don't...
You drew inspiration
personally,
from it.
I don't think that the Sullen Man is as good as
mm-hmm.
Why Even Try. But that was definitely, when I told Park about that, he was like, I get what you're going for. And he,
mm-hmm.
I think he really was able to help us find those sounds and find like how to make that last chorus as big and triumphant as it is while keeping everything else kind of triumphant but subdued still.
Fun little tidbit, the little interlude is a slide guitar.
Oh yeah, Liv and Park fought hard for that. I was not convinced for the first one.
Because we did two takes, one was the slide and one was a regular electric.
Just like picked, yeah.
Picked, so you hear it's more like very more, much
it's more like percussive and
like
yeah.
staccato type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the slide, obviously, it sounds like it does.
Right.
But yeah, me and Park were like, we like this.
Yeah.
Because I think, I'm so glad we went with it because it is a different sound, especially on when you hear the full album. Like it's a full LP. So
right. Yeah.
There, we don't want to every song to sound similar.
Right.
And there are like other solos throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I just think the swooshing of it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you fought for that, because that definitely is, it makes it a unique moment in the album, and I think it has a different swelly.
Swelly.
That's the word I guess I just had to use. Yeah.
If you went to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, what album would you dress up like? Have you heard about that? People dress like, because, so basically, from what I understand, she's on a tour, the Eras Tour or something, and she plays songs from all the different albums.
Isn't that just called a concert?
I don't know, but because every album is like so different, people dress up like Midnights or like Lover or like Folklore or like 1989. Yeah. So then I just think that's an interesting thing. But I'm just kind of joking.
Probably Evermore, just because the coat looks comfiest. Yeah. But Lover's the album I like the best, but I don't like most of her stuff. I don't dislike most of her stuff. I don't know a lot of her stuff. And then Marge, our good friend Marge, doesn't really like her very much. So when I hang out with her, she'll like read me a lyric and we'll just kind of laugh at how dumb the lyric is. So but then I listen to the song and I'm like, yeah, but it's a fun song. So yeah.
My dad was talking about how like some people that he was following talked about her, and it's just like everything is focused on me. Like it's a very like, her music is very like,
you can't me-centered. Spell awesome without me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think a lot of I don't think she's like new in that. I think people, a lot of popular musicians write like that so that you can take the song and think about it just as yourself. Like that's.
Bo Burnham has a joke about, well, he's singing the song, and it's, I don't remember the name of it, but it's basically like, it starts out and it's like, I'm writing the song. He's like writing the song to this girl, but he's like, but I can't speak too specifically because I have to leave it open-ended so that any girl can think that it's her. So he's like, I like the way your fingerprints are like no other. I like your eyes and they're brownish, greenish, bluish color. And then he says, you know, something about, I like your torso because it has arms on either side and whatever. It's pretty funny.
That is funny.
It's kind of dirty, so I don't necessarily recommend it to all the people out there, but the whole thing is him just being all like, yeah, like, pop songs are pretty vague sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then at the same time, like, I feel like I, for a while, thought, am I just writing all of this, like, super existential? I don't know.
Yes.
It's interesting that, like, 2 years ago, I really thought, like, I'm in a rut. I'm writing the same thing over and over and over and over. And it's like, well, yeah, because you're writing an album. And now the album's been written, and now you can move on to something else. And I feel like stuff that I have tried writing more recently is kind of a different tone and all that. So
me too. I've been trying to write not thinking about a grander project, because I think in the past that's what we've kind of like have the idea,
sure,
and then we write for the project.
Yeah.
But not right now. I'm trying to think just in terms of, and not necessarily like, oh, we'll ever perform this, we'll ever release it, but just as like more of like the flow of like writing all the time, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
oh, I have something I want to share with you in a second. Well, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, first, I want to say to the folks at home, our next album might be a bunch of weird, like just a hodgepodge of, here's some fun songs we wrote. Not necessarily, if you're getting used to like, here's a super intense theme throughout the entire thing.
Well, we haven't finished it yet. So.
That's true, I guess. what do you think of this? Intensity? No. Always. No. Never. consistency beats intensity every time.
Every time? In writing or in life?
It was specifically talking about prayer, but I think you can apply that to
I do not anything. Think that's true.
Really?
You think being consistent is more important than being intense?
I think it's more important, but I think that if you're waiting for intensity, you will lose consistency, and if you lose consistency, the intensity... I think it's like how Chris Thiele talks about it. If you treat it like building a lightning rod, the building the lightning rod in and of itself isn't going to catch any lightning, but the larger you build your lightning rod, the more lightning you'll be able to catch.
So I guess when you say consistently beats intensity, it means like it's always better than intense.
I don't think it necessarily equates.
That doesn't mean that?
I don't think necessarily.
Consistency beats intensity every time. It's just a weird way to say that. I guess in the wording of it, I didn't know if I agreed, but I agree with what you're saying when you explain it. So maybe I just don't understand exactly what you mean. Consistency. It's fun to be consistent. It's fun to get into habits and like routines and stuff.
It's been interesting, like just like in mixing the album, I like sometimes I'll just start at the beginning of the album and spend 20 minutes on every song and just like make little tweaks and adjustments and all that. And sometimes with certain songs, it is like, I've adjusted this a dozen times. I'm like, oh, a tiny bit louder here, a tiny bit quieter here. And it's the same spot I'm making the same adjustments to that are, you know, or whatever. But it's the kind of thing for me, it's like, well, I can't just skip the song every time because I feel like, you know, I want to listen to it every time to make sure, like, does it feel good and is it, it doesn't make sense in the album and all that. So, yeah.
I do think it's as you do something more and more, you start to read yourself and know, like, okay, this is where my brain needs to stop.
Yeah.
Or it's like, no, this is a hump that I need to get over and then I'll be good in like half an hour. So that's kind of fun to learn because I think you can start to beat yourself up if you're not making progress.
Mm-hmm.
With what you're doing in the moment, but maybe you just need water or some sun. Have you seen those? Like, there's like reels on Instagram that is like, I thought I had whatever, and then they're like, turns out I just need to drink a glass of water. Thought the world was ending. And the
there is this. I just really quick want to shout this. Shoot, hang on, give me 2 seconds. You just made me think. There's this guy on Instagram where basically his entire page is just. You should probably get off Instagram now and go do something else. what is his name? But they're super just like, it's like a, it's basically the same message, but he's able to do it in a unique way every time. And his name is Sean Aulashin. O-U-L-A-S-H-I-N. Anyway. Yeah, basically like they pop up at the perfect time for me where it's, I've been scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And then he's like, hey, just want to let you know this is the last video. There's nothing that interesting or unique that it's going to be underneath this video. So you should probably just go out and enjoy your day. And every time I'm like, yep, all right, good call. Thanks, Sean. Anyway, but he's like, he finds unique ways that are to basically say the same thing, but like each video is unique and it's like entertaining and all that. So anyway,
that's cool.
Really on board with that. Also, I wanted to, well, you said we should do a favorite lyric of the week. Do you have a favorite lyric right now? You were not ready, were you?
I need to look it up, probably.
Okay. Should I keep vamping for you?
Sorry, I thought I had something.
I
have songs I like, but I can't think of, like, specific. I've been listening also to the Grey Havens.
Oh, yeah.
They are from here in Nashville, I found out.
They are. They go to church with a couple of our friends.
Yeah, so they're cool. I'm trying to think of, like, a specific lyric. I've been listening to Ghost of a King.
That's a good one. The album?
Yeah, but that specific song as well. I think I like, he said, you are a lonely soul with a heart of stone that rakes against your thirsty bones. Such a lonely soul. I don't know. It's hard because a lot of the times I'm like thinking of the melody and like when I listen to the lyrics, it's like, doesn't hold the same weight. But it says, but we need to go where no chariot can take you, where the river meets the sand. There is water there that can quench your thirsty bones and make you well. So I followed the ghost of a king.
That's a good song.
And then, but restlessness was my prize. And then we came upon a golden shore. I don't know. It's good. I recommend.
Yeah. Very cool. They have a song called Far Kingdom, which is very, very, very good. And I forget which album it's on, but that's a really good song. I've been listening to Emotionalism by the Avett Brothers.
Really?
The past week. I haven't listened to, I haven't listened to the Avett Brothers, like, just put on an album and listened all the way through in a long time. But Emotionalism specifically always reminds me of like the spring and summer and it's warming up here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I should listen to the Avett Brothers, and Emotionalism is one of my favorite albums of theirs. And there's a line from Pretty Girl from Chile. The love and the attention that you need and ask me for are weakened by my actions and lies that I have told. They have other lyrics that I think are better, but I just think that was one that came to mind. Their whole song, Living in Love, oh, this is a good one. With Lucifer beneath you and God above, if either one of them asks you what you're living of, say love. Say for me love.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
song. Say love. Do say love. Say for me love. We should do this. You pick
acapella.
We should just do acapella covers of the Avett Brothers for season 4.
Sweet.
All right, ready? What song should we do first? So Ain't No Man?
Okay.
Doom, 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 doom. Ain't no
man.
Doom,
ba
doo
ba doo ka doo
ba doo ka doo ka doo ba doo ka doo ka doo 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 ka doo doo ba doo ka doo ka doo ba doo ka doo ka doo doo ba doo doo. There ain't nobody to do doom.
It caused me pain to raise my fear, 'cause I got no need to share.
If you're
looking for truth and truth, I'll find it there.
Ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-
I don't wish I knew the lyrics a little better.
Yeah. I also started in one key and then you changed it and I tried to find your key. It took us a second to hone in, but we figured it out.
We do this a lot.
Right, we do this a lot. Well, that's something. Can I tell them?
I don't know what you're about to say. You ask me that a lot and I never know.
Whenever we're like rehearsing a song, we'll be like playing or whatever and be like going over one like vocal part and then we'll stop playing and just try an acapella and you will always find a new key to sing it in.
You know. And maybe that's a sign that needs to change.
Right. So then I try and find that and then that doesn't work either a lot of the times. But
I think, yeah, it's funny. I don't know why I do that.
Oh.
I think my brain wants, it knows that what we're doing isn't working and then we're going to switch to acapella. So my brain goes, change it as much as possible. And I think my brain, you know, I just like give it free rein to like change rhythm, key, all these things. It's just like, why do that? I don't know.
Right. Especially when we're trying to like go acapella so that we can spend more time. It's like, I can figure out my harmony and like sync it up with you and all that. And your brain's like, well, brand new song, actually, plot twist. Yeah.
Which I think can be helpful sometimes because like if we're actually stumped and we want to like be creative, but it's like, I need to make sure I'm remembering when those times are.
Right.
So apologies, but
that's fun.
Well, shall we enjoy the rest of our Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, it's Sunday for us. It'll be Saturday for the folks at home.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, or some other day. Maybe they'll listen to it on a Tuesday. But don't listen to it Wednesdays. That's my only thing. Like, you can do whatever you want. You can listen to it on Wednesdays.
Is it because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, because if... You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So, what?
I said, cool.
Right. You know what I'm trying to say. So, that's all. Any day but Wednesday is fine. Saturday's preferable, of course. Well, thanks for listening, folks. We've had a good time. It's going to take us a second. Patience with us. We haven't recorded one of these in a minute, so we're doing our best. Liv just looked like I just said, like, I endorse murdering puppies.
He's so choppy. Talk like a normal human.
I am talking like I'm talking like the way that I normally talk. Thank you so much for listening, folks. This is going to be a nightmare to edit. It's going to be a hoot and a half. Next time on...
Between Takes.
That's my impression of a tiny little race car going, woot woot.
That's dumb.
No, it's cool. It's smart.